You know, there are various ways you can teach. One way you can teach is to stand up here and talk. And, you know, really that's the easy way for you, but I'm not sure you really get the most out of it when I do that. So every now and then we try to mix it up and teach in a different way. So we're going to do that tonight, teaching. Somebody's getting nervous. it's okay. The Bible says, part of what we teach you is, well, obviously we teach you the Word and we teach you what the Word says, but it's not enough to know what the Word says. It's not enough to have knowledge. You need to know how to do the Word, and you need to know how to exercise your faith in the Word. And so that's just what tonight we're going to do. We're just going to do an exercise here tonight, an exercise in the Word, how to put the Word into practice. Anybody that's something you're endeavoring to do in your life? Any of y'all trying to do the Word? Any of y'all trying to exercise your faith? So that's what we're going to do tonight, and just show you, want to share with you some practical things that I do in my own life, and I think that's okay. Hebrews, if you have your Bible, let's just turn over to Hebrews for a moment. Hebrews chapter 13. 13th chapter of Hebrews, and a couple of verses there I want to read to you. It says in verse 7, remember those who rule over you. And it's really talking about those who lead you. Remember those who lead you, who have spoken the word of God to you. Well, for most of you, I qualify in that regard. Whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. So what this scripture is saying is that we can see the people that are before us, who are teaching us, instructing us, leading us, and that there's some things we can learn from them. I certainly have learned very, very much from the people that I've followed their faith and followed the instruction of the word that I've received from them. So, I know that all of us have that opportunity to learn and to grow by following others' faith. But then it goes on to say this. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Y'all ever heard that verse? And that's a real critical thing for you to know and understand in your life, that He is the same, that He is unchanging, that He doesn't, from day to day vary at all. And if you've ever seen Him one way, you can still count on Him today to be that way. He's not going to up and change and be something else tomorrow. You know, there's an old saying, you never know what the Lord's going to do. Well, that's just an old saying that's wrong, because we do know what the Lord's going to do. How do we know what the Lord's going to do? He's going to do what He's always done, because He never changes. He's going to do what He said in His word He's going to do, because He's not a man that He should lie. So we do know what the Lord will do. And we see here in this verse and in other verses in the scripture that tell us pretty much the same thing. Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. Well, Jesus said, my Father and I are one. And we know that Jesus came to show us the Father. And so we could say this, God is the same. Yep. Isn't that right? God's the same. The Bible says in Him there's no shadow of turning. God's the same. So say, Jesus is the same.
Jesus is the same.
God is the same.
God.
Now tonight we're going to just do an exercise. I'm calling it same God. Same God. Say same God.
Same God.
Same God. That's the exercise we're doing tonight. Same God. And it's really based on this right here, that He is the same. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And He's the same forever. Now, this is basically how the exercise works. And this is really a great thing for you to do in your life. So take note and learn from it, because this isn't just something you're going to do this one time. If you aren't doing this already in your life, this will help you. It'll encourage you. And it's this. As you pray, as you worship God, as you praise God, as you face moments of trial, times of discouragement. Any of y'all know about those? Any of y'all ever been challenged? Any of you ever faced a mountain? Any of you ever come up on some trouble? Am I the only one that's ever found that? Well, at a time like that, it's a real good time to play same God. And here's how it is. God is the same today. And so one of the best things you can do when you're looking at today and tomorrow is look back at who He was then, because He's the same God. Same God. And it encourages you. In the Bible, I know I tell you this a lot, but this is such a big part of what the scripture tells us in our relationship with God, is that we are to remember who He was. We are to remember what He's done. We are to remember. Again, you know, it's funny, you read the scriptures and you read what they preached. They preached what He did. They preached You know, that's, and then you read about the children of Israel, and that's what they did. They just rehearsed all the time what he did. They wrote songs about, you know, how he swallowed up Pharaoh in the Red Sea. This is the kind of, and then they'd have a big dance party. And so this is what they did. They played same God all the time. And it works like this. Here's how we're going to play tonight. Anybody up for playing the game? All right, so we're going to do it. We're going to tell something that we know that God has done. Now, one of the best places to do that is just to go through what you know he's done in the scripture. I know God did this, and he's the same God. So this is, I'm going to give you an example, and then we're going to do it a couple times, and then you're going to come up here. If Jeremy knows how to turn on this microphone, do you know how to turn it on? Just flip the button. This one. All right. There we go. So we're going to just tell something he's done. Now, there's a scripture over in Acts chapter 12. There's a story, and I'll just tell it. I'm starting us out here tonight. Peter was put in prison, and he was in a place of prison, which often in the New Testament church, they found themselves in prison. Aren't you glad that we're not in prison tonight? We might have been shaken off literal shackles here tonight. Thank God they were just, you know, not real. They were pretend shackles, or they were other kinds of shackles, not the kind that actually were iron and cold on our skin. My goodness. But Peter was. He was in prison, and the Bible says he was in shackles. He was chained, and they had him chained between two soldiers. He was in a terrible place there. And while he was in prison, Acts chapter 12 tells us that the church there, that his community of believers, they offered prayer constantly to God for him. And Herod was, and I'll just read a little bit. Herod was about to bring him out, but that night Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. So he was between two prisons. There was a guard at the door. Now behold, an angel of the Lord. Aren't you thankful for angels? Do y'all know angels still exist? Do y'all know angels still minister for those who are heirs of salvation? Angels. Y'all remember angels? Say, I got angels. And angels got me. All right. And so there he was. And an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side, and he raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. In other words, get up, put your shoes on, and let's go. And he did, and he said to him, put on your garment, follow me. So he went out, followed him. He didn't know what was done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. Peter thought he was having a dream or something. He didn't realize that what was happening was real. And then it goes on to say, when they passed the first and the second guard post, they came to an iron gate that led out to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me. God sent an angel and delivered Peter from prison. Now, this isn't the only time God delivered people from prison, but this is one time. God sent an angel and delivered him from prison. Now, if you're in here tonight, you're not in prison. Like I said, I don't see anybody with shackles. There's nobody with two soldiers guarding them on either side. Can't say we won't ever have that here, but we don't tonight. Praise the Lord. And so, how awesome that an angel came. Angels still come. God still sends angels. You may not be here in natural shackles. You might not be here chained, but you might be in a desperate situation like Peter was. He was in a desperate situation. And God sent an angel of the Lord, and then angel of the Lord delivered him. Isn't that wonderful? All right, now here's where our exercise comes in. The same God that delivered Peter by sending an angel. The same God that shook loose those chains and opened those doors and opened that gate and set Peter free. That's the same God who's on my case. That's the same God who's working in my behalf. That's the same God that's working on your behalf. All right, now here's the next part. Stand up. Y'all like to sit and take notes, don't you? I get tired of you taking notes, to be honest. All right, let's put our hands up in there. It's the same God. You're the same God. Thank you that you're the same God. Hallelujah. You're the same God. You're setting me free and delivering me. Hallelujah. You set Peter free. You loosed his chains. You opened those doors. You opened that gate. You're setting me free from every hindrance, every bondage, anything that would keep me bound, anything that would keep me from your plan, anything that would keep me out of what you have for me to do. I'm free because you're the same God. You're the same God. You're the same God. You're the same God. Woo! Hallelujah. All right, you can sit down. All right, do y'all know how to play now? Y'all think I'm funny. I'm telling y'all, this is doing the Word. It is. We think doing the Word, sitting and taking notes. That's much more doing the Word. All right, I'll give you one more to practice on, then it's your turn. There was a story, I'll just tell the story. There's a guy over in 2 Kings. They're building now, and a guy comes, and he's going to help, like all of us want to be a help at times. But he did something that many of us have done. He borrowed an axe head from a friend. You ever borrowed something from a friend? Well, let me ask you this. You ever borrowed something from somebody you don't know, but you were desperate and you needed to borrow it? Like a credit card company? Or a bank? Or who knows? A title pawn place? Who knows? That's what had happened here. He'd borrowed something, and look what happened. If you know the story, does anybody know the story? The axe head, while he's using the axe head, the axe head came off in the water and went down into the water, and he lost it. Last summer I dropped my sunglasses in the lake, and guess where they are? They're in the lake. If you find them, they're mine. But they're, you know, he dropped that axe head down, and there it went. And now, what he has borrowed, he didn't have enough to have one for himself. He borrowed it. So now, he was indebted to somebody, but just to take care of it, but then he lost it. He didn't have one to buy for himself, but now he lost the one he borrowed. He is in a pickle. You ever been in a pickle? That's where he was. So when, if you've ever been in a pickle, it's good to know we have the same God. Because you know what happened to this guy? The prophet of the Lord came over and he said, look what's happened. And the prophet said, get a stick. He got a stick. He put it on the water where it went down. And guess what happens? Anybody know what happened? The axe head floated up to the top. And he picked up the axe head and got back to work. Same God. We serve the same God. All right, stand up. We serve the same God, the God that makes axe heads float, the God that pays off debt, the God that gets us out of binds, the God that gets us out of trouble. We have the same God. You're the same God to me. You can do the same for me that you did for that guy. You are the same God. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Same God! Same God working on my case. Same God getting the heat off me. Same God getting me out from under. Same God getting me out of trouble. Same God, same God, same God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. All right, sit down. All right. Now, it's your turn. Don't get nervous. It's your turn. See, that's you right there. That's your heart beating. All right. I want you to come up. Somebody, you can tell me one from the Bible, because there's a whole bunch in there. Or you can tell me one from your own life. Whatever you want to do. Who's going to be first? Eddie, you're going to be first. You are. I just volunteered you. You better get one from there to there.
Well, I'm on.
You can tell whatever.
Money for Channel 36.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is kind of like what we say, God's a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, same God.
Same God. Well, I got a piece of mail today, and it's not about me, but it's about the local Channel 36 TV station. They were believing God to buy their building, and someone gave them $600,000. An anonymous source gave them $600,000 to buy their building.
Same God.
Same God.
I mean, they've been believing for that for a while, and it came to pass. What God had said to them, it came to pass.
Yes.
Well, they started to buy the building that they're in, but the man found out they had gotten some money, so he jacked up the price.
Yeah. Three times.
Yeah. Raised the price. Told him he would take the money that they had as a down payment, and then if they would pay him $6,500 a month for a long period of time, then he would sell them the building. They're only paying $2,000 a month now for it. But he said if they would triple their what they're paying. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But same God. Same God. They went to the, they prayed about it. God told them to talk to the man at the food line next door. They owed, that man owed $657,000 on that building. They offered him $400,000. He took the offer.
Yeah.
And they have money to fix the building. So it's their building, paid
bigger,
for.
Bigger building.
Bigger building. Everything's going to be taken care of. Same God.
Same God.
Same God. So, wait, before I do that. So, have you been believing God for something, standing on God's word for something, and you've been doing it for a long time, and seemingly it's not coming to pass? Or when it does come, then the they change the deal on you?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Same God supplies the need, and then if the people of the world try to get the deal, God's got a better deal.
That's right. All right, same God.
Y'all stand up.
Same God. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You supply and fill us. Hallelujah. Overflowing. Oh, we thank you for it. Thank you for an abundance of supply. You're the same God. You did that for Dorothy and Russell and the station. You're doing it for us. Hallelujah. You're the same God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From out of nowhere, you supply. From out of nowhere, you supply. You're the same God. You're the same. You're our God. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You're the same God. Same God. Hallelujah. Amen. Same God. Amen. Praise God.
Same God.
Same God. Amen. Who's next? Thank you, Jose.
Talking about angels, I have a testimony that happened to me. I used to drive tractor trailers. It's been probably about 13, 14 years ago. And I was in an accident. And my tractor trailer flipped over. And when that tractor flipped over, I felt something embrace me. And the truck was sliding. I just saw my life just flash in front of me. But God was with me.
Yes.
He sent his angel to watch over me. When the tractor trailer stopped sliding, I felt the release. And for many years, I was just running from God. But God never left.
That's right.
He was always there. And I was reading the scriptures. My Bible's dying here. if you turn to Psalms 91, this is when I realized that God has sent his angel to protect me and watch over me. It says in Psalms 91, 10 through verse 10 through verse 12, it says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for there shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee upon They shall bear thee upon their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Not when I read that, I then realized the Lord had given angels charge over me to protect me.
Yes.
And that's the same God that we serve today. He's never changed. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. It's the same God.
Amen. Sorry. Same God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. You're the same God. You protect us all. You watch over us. You keep us in all our ways. Because that's who you are. You're a protecting God. You're the same God that delivered Jose. You're the same God that sent your angel to see him through that. You're the same God. You're watching over us and watching over our kids and watching over our families. Woo! You protect us in all our ways. Angels around about us protecting us. Same God, same angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same God. Same God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Who's next? Y'all about to get in the hang of it? Who's next? Mala?
The same God that provided Jesus' taxes with gold and a fish's mouth to take care of my taxes that are not paid and any unpaid bills that I have. Same God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Same God.
Same God. Same God. Put those same God coins in those fish's mouths. Sent Peter fishing. And same God's leading us to lost money and hidden money. Same God provides for us. Same God. He's taking care of us. Same God that paid those taxes, paying our taxes. Same God, paying every bill, every debt, same God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can trust you tonight. Hallelujah. Same God. Amen. Praise God. Who's next? Come on. Come on, Tammy. Then Kimberly, you be next. All right. And then did you have your hand up? All right. You and then you and then you. Same God.
Many years ago, when we were stationed at Fort Stewart's in Hinesville, I remember plainly that I was in the kitchen washing dishes, and I got a call from home, which is Augusta. I got a call from, I don't remember if it was my mom. It was one of my relatives. It probably was my mom. Saying my youngest brother, who was older than me, was in the hospital, and had a stroke. And I broke down right there, but then I could hear the Lord speaking to me, the Spirit of the Lord speaking within and saying, you're not doing him any good. Yeah. So immediately I stopped and I just began to pray and I began to speak the word. I began to believe God. Yes. And sometime later, a couple of days or whatever, my mom said she was visiting my brother Edwin. That's his name. And Edwin was having, at the time, you know, Edwin is saved, but, you know, he had been having some trouble. But anyway, he's a child of God. Edwin said, you know, just within himself, he was actually going through DTs too, that he could just hear, like there was a struggle. But on the inside, he could hear the Lord saying, Satan, you cannot have him. And I just thank God for just stopping, not giving up, not crying, because the Lord said, no, you're not doing him any good. But just began to speak the word. And God brought him through, and he's yet bringing him through, and God is so faithful to his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're the same God. Same God that looked out for everyone and had mercy on him, looking out for us, looking out for our loved ones. You're the same God bringing healing in our bodies, bringing healing in our loved ones' bodies. Hallelujah. Working with us where we are. You're the same God. We can count on you. You're the same God. You're never changing. If you did that for Edwin, what will you do for us? The same thing, because you're the same God. Hallelujah! Same God. Same God. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Thank you, Father, that you're the same God. Amen. Same God. Amen. Kimberly? Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. No, up and down. That's part of it, buddy.
Mine is about healing as well, but more, you know, when you take it into your world and when you actually start understanding healing from God and being able to, you know, lay hands on somebody and pray for them. And I had a warranty rep came into town. We went out to lunch. We were talking about different things at lunch. And on the way, you know, finishing up lunch on the way back to her vehicle, she said, man, my knee is killing me. She said, I jammed it today at the gym. And I just, like, it rolled off my tongue. We can fix that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was like, what did I just say? Okay, good. So anyway, but it's true, you know, and watching the DVD series and learn, you know, one thing that I learned, because I never really understood that, I grew up in the church all my life, and I never really understood, because I always thought if I laid hands on you, if something's wrong with you and I lay hands on you, what happens if it doesn't work? Right? But to realize that it's not about me, It's not about what I can do. All I'm doing is ministering the healing of Jesus. That's it. That's it.
That's right.
It's my job to step out in faith to do that. But it's God's job to do the healing.
Yes.
All I got to do is step back after that. And that's it. You know, when you realize that, it's like, oh, okay, well, I can do that. Right? So it rolled off the tongue of, we can fix that. So when we got back to the office, and she was in a hurry and was leaving, but before I got out of the vehicle, I said, you know, do you mind if I lay hands on your knee and pray for you? And she was like, no, okay. So I did. I spoke healing into it. I command the pain to be gone. And because she was in a hurry and driving, I couldn't really ask her, okay, could you, you know, step out and do jumping jacks or something. So I just said, look, I said, the enemy's probably going to try to come at you. He's going to try to steal your healing. If you feel a twinge or something, you just thanking God for your healing. Well, I, you know, let it go. And then the next morning she sent me an email and she was like, oh my God, Kimberly, my knee is completely healed. She said, I got up out of the bed this morning. There was no pain, no anything. So, you know, same God.
Same God. Same God.
Get up on you.
Amen. Amen. Same God. Thank you that you're the same God. You through Kimberly, you work through me. You work through Kimberly, you work through any willing vessel. You're the same God. The same thing you did for her friend, you'll do for our friends because you're the same God. You work the same miracles today that you worked through Jesus. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You're the same God. Oh, you're the same healing God. You're the same ministering through your people, God. You're the same God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all can be seated, Natalie.
Well, the same God that told us to not forsake meeting together, that same God who told us to pray unceasingly, today he revealed himself in a big way where I work. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, and every year we've been allowed to assemble as groups and have kind of a leader there bring some information, put posters out, and tell about where you can meet your group in your area and pray together. Well, this year, they put a restriction on what we could put on the posters. Number one, we couldn't have scripture on it. We couldn't pass out official scriptures. And then on top of it, they put the wrong date on the poster. On an email that went out, it was something else. So confusion started. But those of us who wanted to be there went anyway. And we went out there and they said, no, it's not the right day. But so many of us came, we said, well, let's go ahead and pray now. And if you could have heard the prayers that came out of the researchers, I'm talking scientists, were praying and God was glorified in such a big way, such wonderful prayers with all those people. And what it's done is it's given us a chance to get prepared tonight for everybody that shows up tomorrow according to the posters. We're getting 2 days of prayer.
Amen.
Oh, 2 days. 2 days of prayer at a government site. People are coming out, and I'm getting a pile of stuff out here after service. But see, the same God revealed himself in a big way.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you that you're the same God. The same God that provided that opportunity even within confusion. You can work despite confusion. You can work despite people shutting things down. You're the same God that opens doors and makes a way where man doesn't want a way to be. You make a way. You're the same God. Same God that did that for Natalie on her job will do that for anybody on their job. Because you're the same God. You're the same God and you do the same things. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Who's next? Now, Kristen, she's already by the mic. Were you volunteering or did I just volunteer you?
No,
okay.
I was volunteering.
Okay.
I just wanted to share, I know you've heard the story about how God provided our car for us. And I just wanted to share a little bit more. My sister was actually the one that gave us the car. And the crazy thing is God was dealing with her way before she gave it to us. She wasn't sure. And she said, you know, God was dealing with my heart, but I just wasn't sure if that's really what he was telling me. And finally, it got to us that she wanted to give us the car. And we had been believing God. Nate had been walking to church, to work. He rode my bike and broke it. You know, I mean, there was all kinds of...
A girl's bike.
Yes, it was purple. And, you know, there was all kinds of crazy days where, you know, you think this is not ever going to happen, you know. But, of course, God was working behind the scenes way before we knew it, way before we knew it. And then he not only provided our need, but provided our wants.
Yes.
And the cool thing about the whole situation was it wasn't just our need being met. My sister was actually believing God for a baby. And I didn't know that until she told me. She said, you know, I really want another baby, but my husband had a vasectomy. And they didn't have the money to reverse the vasectomy. And so we said, well, if God can provide a car for us, he can provide a baby for you, no matter what the situation. So we prayed for her and prayed with her, and it wasn't a few months later she was pregnant. But the crazy thing is there was no reversal of this vasectomy. And the other thing is she had four girls, and she wanted a boy. She got a boy.
Praise God.
And what it reminded me of is two things. Number one, may God supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But something that God has really ministered to me is that he doesn't want to just give us our needs. He wants to give us the deepest, darkest, you know, desire in our heart. He wants to give us that thing that we really desire, that money can't buy. Yeah. You know, he wants those things for you. And then the other thing that it reminded me of was Jairus's daughter. You know, when it was an impossible situation,
yes,
when it didn't look like anything could change, his daughter was dead. But then Jesus said, no, she's just asleep.
Yeah.
And when they even came to say, no, she's dead, don't bother him anymore, they went and she woke up and she was alive. So in your impossible situation,
yes,
Jesus, God, is the same.
Yes.
He can provide your wants, your needs, the things that you desire for you.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Father, we thank you that you're the same God. You're the same God that gave Stacy a baby. You're the same God that even though medicine had done what it could to prevent it, you're the same God. You'd reversed it yourself. You fixed it yourself. Hallelujah. And you're the God, the same God that raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. You're the same God. You're the God of the impossible. Our God is the God of the impossible. Our God is the same God. 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 The same God. The same God. The same God that we saw when Moses faced that Red Sea. The same God that parted that water where they walked forward on dry ground. That same God is my God. That same God's working in my behalf. That same God, you're my God, and you're the same. You're the same. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, the same God. The same God. The same God. The same God that was with David when he faced Goliath is the same God that's with us when we face our Goliath. That same God. You put him over. You're putting us over. You're the same. Hallelujah. You're the same God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we might have room for one more. Oh. Two. Okay, one more. We're gonna sit down. We got another. Are we? Go ahead, Carol. You're next. Oh, we got like three or four. All right, then you can come. Just say your word fast. We'll just wait for our same gods till they get all the way to the end.
This kind of goes in line with what Kristen was saying about God wants us to have the desires of our heart. And this is a 20-year-old scripture, but he is the same God, right? But and this is especially for you, Michelle. And I told you I'd tell you this testimony at some point, but it was just really on my heart to tell it tonight because it will be good for other people. But we got married and wanted a house. I really wanted a house really bad. And we probably looked at 50 houses and just could not find the right one. Kind of put that to rest, and we had to stay in a certain price range, and I'm talking fast so I can get it all out. But Susie came across a house, and it was a good house, and she thought Eddie and Carol will like this, but it was out of our price range. Short amount of time went by, and the people that owned the house dropped the house $25,000 in one drop. So we went to look at the house. we made an offer on it. We bought the house. And several years later, we sold it for a 50% increase. It was more house than we could ever have imagined.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just a very satisfying time. God was providing for us, and He is the same God.
Amen.
And He will provide houses for His people, and He will provide the houses that we want and desire. So
Amen.
He's the same God.
Same God. Same God. Amen. Vanessa, same God. Amen.
When I got pregnant with Sebastian, I almost had a miscarriage, and they put me in bed rest for 3 months. I was very sad because my first child.
Yeah.
And then when he was about to be born, they had to rush me for an emergency section because he was dying. And then when he was 10 years old, he was the doctor that misdiagnosed with cancer, and they sent us to Emory, and he didn't have anything.
Praise God.
And we took him there. So the same God take care of my baby here in my belly. Was the same God take care of my Sebastian?
Amen. Same God. He'll take care of everybody's babies. Amen. He's the same God. Who was the other one? Was it Tom, Neil? Go ahead, Neil, and then Tom, you can finish her up.
One of the desires of my heart is to see young people raised up with in the power of the gospel, seeing them minister to their friends and neighbors. And I had a couple things come in the last couple of days. I had a former student who was just an amazing supporter of mine at school when things hit the fan a few years ago, she was having a terrible, I posted this on Facebook, I shared it, she was having a terrible headache the other night, and she said she was struggling about sharing it or not, but when she said, my name popped in her head. I mean, there is a Holy Spirit, and He does remind people of things, thank God, and He's trying to get the answer to us. Anyway, so she prayed, and she laid hands on her head, and all the pain went away, and she said she was crying. She said it was the most beautiful thing ever happened to her in her life, and that's just an awesome thing. God is the same God. He'll do that. You know, the Holy Spirit will inform you of things you need to know at whatever time. Today, I had a student. I've had, over the last few weeks, I've had four students who have seen miracles or have talked to me about miracles just start doing them. I didn't tell them to do it. They just started doing them. God's working this deal with them. Okay, there's one girl on the... there was one a girl in class who got healed, and then so other people saw that, and this girl was really touched by that. Somebody had gotten a concussion or something and twisted her ankle at a soccer game, and everyone's sitting around kind of catching hands praying because they got to kick penalty kicks and they're going to lose the game if she doesn't do it. Well, Michaela, instead of just sitting around praying, woke up and just put her hands on her, commanded the pain to go, commanded her leg to work, commanded her head to be fine, and the girl kind of looked at her and she says, yeah, I'm good. Like, it stopped hurting. So that's one. And then a couple of the guys who were kind of in league with her, those tennis players, they have been asking me a lot of questions about it, and they've started to do it. And then today, random guy in my third period who got healed about, I guess, September 21st of last year, he had had knee pain for 2 years. Lonnie is his name. He's a great guy. He's been actually in a cult kind of church where they don't talk about this stuff. They don't want to talk about it. And he says, he comes to talk to me all the time. He says, I just don't think I fit there. You know, but that's where my grandma goes, so I got to go there. I said, okay, I understand. I said, but let's just know the truth wherever we go. And so today he comes up and tells me, guess what happened? I said, what? He said, he was hurting his shoulder, and he was kind of limping like this. And I asked him if I could pray for him. And he said, yeah, and I prayed for him. And he got healed. I was like, that's awesome, buddy. That's great. And that's not something I prompted him to do. It's something that God prompted him to do. It's the same God. God he wants to spread His word. He wants to spread His power. He wants to spread His love to everybody. And He's raising up people to do it. Amen?
Amen.
The same God.
Amen. Same God. Come here, Tom. Absolutely. Amen. Same God empowered Neil's empowering his students. And He'll empower you and your students and your kids. And
everybody, I just want to thank the Lord because it just prompted something. And the scripture that was prompted was when Abraham's was traveling along, and he told the people where he would travel that Sarah was his wife, and how the Holy Spirit moved on the king to let him know that that's his wife and not his sister. And so he went back and told Abraham, why didn't you tell me this was your wife? And so by doing that, they told them to leave, and they left with goods, with a lot of good stuff. Right. But Abraham was afraid, and it kind of prompted me because it brought back the memory of when I was at Lockheed, and I'm going to try to paraphrase this. I was at Lockheed, and a promotion came up, and I didn't know it was available. I was the next one in line, and some people put me in a position where I wouldn't look good. And they sent me down on the flight line where I would be rejected. But I went down on the flight line all the time. And so they would run me off. They would say nasty things to me. But I went down to do my job. And, of course, my boss pulled me in, and I thought I was going to get fired because he was really going to do it because he heard that I was not doing my job. And what happened, God spoke to those men who were cursing me out down there. And my boss happened to be at the racquetball club, and he ran into some of those managers. And when he did, the managers came over and told him, that black guy you got working up there, he's the best one you got. He comes down here 2-3 times a day asking us, can he help us? And then that let my boss know that people had given him the wrong information on me. And only God could have moved on those men to say something good about me back in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
And as a result, I ended up getting the promotion. And I had forgotten all about that. Pastor Susie, when you mentioned that, it's the same God.
That's right. Same God. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank the Lord. Y'all stand up. We'll wrap her up here. You're the same God. You're the same God that delivered Tom from evil speaking. People lying on him. You deliver us from that because you're the same God. You're the same God that protected Sebastian in the womb and then out of the womb. And then even today, you're the same God. You'll protect us. You'll protect our kids. You'll protect our grandkids, our loved ones. You're the same God. You're the same God that empowered Neil. You're empowering those students. You'll empower the people that we come in contact with because you're the same God. You're the same God. You're the same God that got Carol and Eddie a house that was way beyond what they thought they could get. And you did it miraculously. You did it in a place that seemed impossible. You are the same God. We trust the same God that did that to take care of us. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You are the same yesterday. Everything that you did for us in the past, you'll do those kind of things now. You'll do them in the days ahead because you're the same God. You're the same today. You're the same forever. You are the same. You're the same. Hallelujah. We can trust you today like we did then. Hallelujah. We can trust you today. Oh, because you're the same. You're the God of the impossible. Oh, you're the God of the impossible. We see again and again and again and again where you did the impossible. You do the impossible in our lives. You do the impossible in our behalf. Oh, we thank you that there's no obstacle too big. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can sink us because the water didn't, and the wind and the wave didn't sink Peter. He walked on the water. We can walk on the water and through whatever's going on. You're the same God. Woo! Hallelujah. We rejoice tonight. We rejoice. We rejoiced because we got the same God. Because we got the same God. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you tonight. Oh, we rejoice tonight. Hallelujah. The God that's made things possible. Hallelujah. I know there's people here tonight. You're facing situations that are impossible with man. But the same God that changed all these situations, the same God that protected all these folks, the same God that made all things possible, the same God that in the Bible again and again and again and again did miraculous things, He's the same God. And He's doing the same things. We trust you to do the same things. We trust you. You are the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not up to us, like Kimberly said, it's not up to us to make it happen. It's up to us to trust in the same God. So we're trusting in the same God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. The way you took that oil that that widow had and you caused it to fill every vessel, you're the same God. Oh, you're the same God. Whatever we have in our hand, you'll multiply it because you're the same God. Oh, the same God that took those loaves and fish and multiplied them to feed a multitude. Oh, you're the same God. You'll multiply whatever we have. It doesn't matter how little it looks. It doesn't matter how insignificant it seems. You're the same God. Oh, it's the same power. Same God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same God that resurrected the dead. That same God's working in our bodies, resurrecting any dead parts of our bodies. Hallelujah. Same God. Same miraculous power. Same God. Hallelujah. Same God. Same God that moved on Pharaoh to let the people go. That same God is our God and He's moving in our behalf. He's working in situations and turning the hearts of the king. He's turning the hearts of the leaders. He's turning situations for our good. Oh, we thank you that you're the same God. You're the same God. Oh, you're the same God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you ever did it for anybody, you'll do it for us. And we're trusting in you to do it tonight. We don't have a care. We don't have a worry. We don't have any reason to be anxious for anything because we got the same God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.